Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Greetings from high atop Chicago, the big broadcast on the air at 8:12, Thursday, December 9. Entertainment News Now, sponsored by Walter A. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean Richards is off, but Sam Rubin is with us from Hollywood, KTLA Television, our station out there, and also News Nation. Sam, what is this about the Bob Iger rumor, the head of Disney? What's going on with him?
Well, Bob, you'll enjoy this. In your extensive experience in front of the camera and behind the microphone and the various executives that you've dealt with over the years, what do those executives all have in common?
You really want me to say in public here?
Yes, I do.
What's
one aspect that they all have in common?
All right, let me think for a minute. What do they all have in common? Some were great, some were not so great,
right.
But they all dressed well and made a lot of money.
They all wanted to be on the air.
Well, the best managers didn't.
They all thought what you did was pretty good. But truth be told, push comes to shove, they could do it too. Who couldn't?
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah. I guess.
Okay. So consequently, the rumor is between now and the end of the hour, our version of WLS, KABC here, Bob Iger, the head of the entire Disney empire, the man who, fully transformed the company, we'll go on the air here and do the weather.
And people are excited about this, are they?
I don't think anybody knows about it.
Oh, I see.
My spies are suggesting this is going to happen and that this was, part and parcel of his desire for, quote-unquote, farewell tour that I guess he started, a very storied career as an on-air reporter, not in Scranton, but in a, relatively small market. And now he hopes to, the last chapter of the book, certainly not the last chapter of his overall book, but the last chapter of his Disney book is that he'll go on the station here in L.A. and do the weather.
Well, all kidding aside, I think managers, the executives who had some broadcast experience or wanted to do that understood what on-air people are up against sometimes. But you're right that at times maybe a frustrated on-air personality might take it out on you. So
right. No,
works both ways.
We had somebody who ran the news here, and I always thought, because, some radio stations, and you see people do this all the time, you can affect buy your way on. You get the weekly real estate show or whatever. And I always said our lives would be so much easier. We just pooled, a couple pennies together and bought her a show. Because that would, that would basically keep her off of our show.
Yeah, not a bad idea. There's a story about Nicole Kidman on Jimmy Fallon. And was she kidding around? What happened there?
Well, this movie, by the way, is terrific. Being the Ricardos is really, really good. And I think that I can't recommend it enough. And I think it's going to take her to an Academy Award nomination, Critics' Choice nominations, all the nominations start popping. But she did it. I'm actually walking into KTLA here.
Sam Rubin going to work on the morning TV show out there.
The Nicole Kidman thing very on your list. It's Bob Surratt at WGN in Chicago. As you can see, they're overwhelmed.
So
the
what? Yeah.
Have the Nicole Kidman thing. Okay. Can you click it? No. Okay.
I'm not disturbing you here, Sam, am I?
No, not at all.
All right.
She talks about her cowardice. and she, did some big. I can't believe they're calling it "Can You Feel It" with Nicole Kidman. Oh, this is what he does. Here's the thing that Jimmy Fallon does, and sometimes it's very revealing. Is he doesn't interview people. He puts them through these sort of rudimentary games, but sometimes the games are revealing. So effectively, it's a put your hand in the box skit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a creepy crawler? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
And she sort of had a kind of over the top hilarious reaction. But all of this, by the way, is sort of the high school campaigning one does to get attention, show you in a variety of lights, to facilitate these award nominations. But I don't think she needs to do any of that, because I think her portrayal of Lucille Ball will do that already.
I can't wait to see that movie. And what's the word on this new Sex and the City reboot that's, I think it's on starting tonight, and Just Like That?
Just Like That. It dropped, I believe that it was available to see starting at midnight. And so one of our staffers here saw it, at 2 in the morning, and her review was sort of blah, kind of C+. So now my... Okay, they go like, of course. So anyway, we'll see. You sort of mixed notices, and the idea is, do you want to see these characters who you're familiar with? Do you want to see them age? And to that end, did you watch the Jimmy Kimmel, Norman Lear, Facts of Life, Different Strokes thing the other night?
I didn't see it. I heard it was pretty good, though.
No, I think that's a very innovative idea. It was good, but the thing that has generated all the headlines is, you might remember Blair, who was the pretty blonde, who was sort of the rich girl. Blair opened the show singing the theme. She's 58, and her looks have not changed at all from when she was on that show 40-some-odd years ago. She looked absolutely fantastic, and some were saying, this is perhaps a touch catty. But they had Jennifer Aniston play her part in the show, and people were saying, "Oh my gosh, the original Blair, even more beautiful than the beautiful woman playing Blair." So,
yeah, what was I watching? Oh, by mistake, I was watching E on the red carpet for the People's Choice Awards, and it was like a bad accident. I couldn't stop watching it though.
Now, Laverne Cox is their new Ryan Seacrest, which is hilarious in a variety of ways. How did she do?
She was a bit over-the-top fawning, I thought.
Okay. And, the thing about I've always hated that show, because I call it the Publicist's Choice Award. It's all utterly predetermined. Nobody in there is surprised. They're told they win, and that's why they show up. And I've always thought the inauthentic nature of it would sort of doom it, but it continues to trudge along.
Time for Sam Rubin to go on television in Los Angeles. Thanks for filling in for Dean. Have a good one, Sam. Talk to you soon.
All right, Bob. Thanks so much. Thank you.
We have late night monologue highlights for you this morning. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Fallon. Here you go.
And then we had a party, which is tough on a Tuesday night because I have to go to work in the morning. But my wife and I are at the party. We go to bed around 1 o'clock, and around 2 o'clock, one of the smoke detectors in our house starts beeping. And it's not that there's a fire beep, it's the battery's low, get out of bed and change it now, or I will drive you insane beep. And so now I have to go around all around the house listening to figure out, I'm like, I think it's this, no, it's downstairs. I go downstairs in my underpants the whole time. Can someone please figure out a smoke detector that doesn't beep to let you know the battery's low after 10 o'clock at night? Is that so difficult? Malicious holiday mischief outside the Fox News building in New York at midnight last night. The Fox News Christmas tree was engulfed in flames. The fire is believed to have started after Fox News' pants caught on fire. The fire is believed to have started because Judge Jeanine Pirro ate one too many rum balls and breathed on a cigarette. But even though lighting trees on fire is very much in line with Fox's position on climate change, the hosts of their morning show were very upset today.
Somebody climbed up in the tree and lit it on fire. It's beginning to look a lot like arson.
Who sets a Christmas tree on fire?
No city is safe. No person is safe from the subway on down.
It's beginning to look a lot like arson. You know that one guy with a lighter is not going to stop us.
Nope, you can't burn us down. We're going to rebuild it.
Absolutely.
We're going to rebuild it, and we're going to build it back better.
We're going to build it back better. Where have I heard that before?
Build back better.
Oh, my goodness. This war on Christmas, I don't know who's on what side anymore.
The Washington Post says two hippos in Belgium have tested positive for COVID, the first known cases in the species. Officials at the Belgian zoo say the hippopotamus have been placed in isolation after being infected with the virus.
New from Hasbro, it's COVID hippos.
We're COVID hippos. We don't wear our masks. COVID hippos. We're also anti-vax.
The object of the game is to eat marbles and ignore science.
COVID hippos. We've got the Omicron. COVID hippos. Our sense of taste is gone.
COVID hippos. Also try our other super spreader game, cruise ship.
You infected my whole ship.
Yeah.